Welcome to the Direct Sellers Podcast, the podcast for direct sellers who are ready to get uncomfortable, build their business, and grow a team while changing the face of the direct sales industry. I'm your host, Rachel Perry. Join me as we get real and talk about all the things you need to kick some serious direct sales booty. From overcoming limiting beliefs to sharing the exact strategies you need to attract the right people who become customers and beg to join your team. I've got you covered, girl. I'm going to be your new BFF when it comes to balancing life and kids while building your direct sales business with poise, peace of mind, and of course, a good set of fake eyelashes. Let's get started. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Direct Sellers Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Perry, and I am so happy to be here today with you guys. We are going to talk about how to make $1,000 a month. If you're already making $1,000 or you're already making even more than that, this is still a podcast episode for you to listen to because I think, who knows, maybe you are doing something or aren't doing something that we're going to talk about today. That'll just amp up your sales. If you're not quite making $1,000, and I'm talking $1,000 in sales, y'all, that's okay. That's why you're here right now. So let's get down to it, shall we? I have five steps, I believe. Yes. Let me look at my notes. Five steps to start making that $1,000 a month. Before I do that, though, and I talked about this in last week's episode, I just want to remind you, it is so possible. In fact, the possibilities are endless for you and what you can do in this business. Okay. You are building a business. Number one, you are selling a product that hopefully is a profitable product, and you are giving solutions to people. You're giving solutions to their problems. I need you, in order to get to this point where you are making at least $1,000 a month, you need to get to a point where you're okay selling your product. Now, a lot of us have issues with selling, and y'all, I've really only just recently fallen in love with selling. I know, I've been in this business for a very long time, and I've loved aspects of it, but until recently, I don't think I truly understood the power that can come from sales. And what we're afraid of is being that gross, spammy, salesy direct seller, right? We don't want to be annoying. We don't want people to like hide from us at the grocery store. We don't want people to ghost us on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok or wherever you are. We just want it to feel good, right? We want it to be easy. We want everything to flow. We want to feel really aligned with it, but we also want to make money. And you've got to become okay with what you do. But the thing is, there are so many bad strategies that are being taught out there that oftentimes it doesn't feel good. Oftentimes it feels spammy and salesy because it is. So if you're doing all the things in your business, you're like, I am doing all the things, but I'm really frustrated because I'm not seeing results. I want you to DM me the word on Instagram. I want you to DM me the word help. And I'm going to help you figure out exactly what you're not doing or what you are doing, but might need to tweak it a little bit to get you over that hump so that you are making a profit in your business. Because there are so many bad strategies that could possibly be the problem. That could be what's holding you back from making the money that you want to make. But today we're just going to talk about how can you start making that $1,000 a month? How can you start creating or how can you create a business that brings you a reliable $1,000 a month? Now, I'm not going to talk about a team building today because honestly, I think you can make $1,000 a month without having a team. Do you have to work a little bit harder? Yeah. Can you do it? Yes. Now, in my 3 to 5K sprint program that I have, we talk about sales and building a team because honestly, that's where you really build the wealth in your business is by pulling from the two different streams of income. But today we're really just going to focus on sales. Now, I also want you to understand whenever you get new customers, most of the time, I would bet that if I were to ask all the listeners of this podcast, if I were to say, who joins your team? Like, where do you find your new team members? The majority of you would say, my customers and my hostesses, if you're with a party plan company, those are the people that are more likely to sign up. Okay. So it all starts with sales. It all starts from the beginning. So even if we're not talking about building your team, we are talking about nurturing, and we are talking about bringing them into that ultimate funnel of team building. Okay. So if I were to ask you right now, what do you think the first step is in getting to that $1,000 a month? I'd be curious what you would say. If you've been listening to me for a long time, if you've been following me for a long time, I think you would probably say, you got to know who your ideal customer is. Because I feel like this is all I talk about sometimes. You guys might be getting tired of it, but guess what? I'm never going to stop. You know why? Because that's the foundational piece of making money in your business. If you don't know who you are talking to, you can ride that way for a little while, but it's not going to help you build a sustainable business. It's not going to get you where you want to go if you want to treat this as a business. If you're a hobbyist, that's a little bit different. But if you're serious and you want to make this $1,000 a month, $2,000 a month, $3,000 a month in profit, I'm here to tell you, you've got to know who your ideal customer is. And no more of this, like, my ideal customer is a woman and she's a mom of young kids and she's between the ages of 30 and 45. That's important. That's great information to know, but girl, you got to know even more. You've got to know even more about her. What are her struggles? What does she wake up and think about in the morning? What does she think about as she's going to sleep at night? What is she frustrated with in her life? Okay. And it can have to do with what you sell, right? So let's say you sell Pampered Chef. She's not going to sleep necessarily. I don't think, you know your ideal customer better than me, but she's probably not going to sleep thinking she needs more cookware, right? She's probably not going to sleep thinking that. But something that might frustrate her, something that she wakes up in the middle of the night worrying about, might be that she's not feeding her kids healthy enough foods, that they order pizza too many times a week, that they have chicken nuggets too often, that her kids are picky eaters, right? Those are the real problems. How can you solve them? Some of them can be solved with the products that you sell. Maybe the spices, maybe you have recipes that you share, that you teach, whatever. But what are more solutions to those problems? Okay. You've got to know your ideal customer. And you've got to know her inside and out. The next piece, after you really, really, really know who your ideal customer is, and guys, a great way to figure out who your ideal customer is to do some market research. I think we've talked about that before on the podcast. The second step is to create content that really resonates with them. Meaning, and just as a reminder, content can be an email, it can be video, it can be a post that you're putting in your Facebook group, it can be anything really. It's just what you're putting out there in front of your audience. You want to create content that makes your ideal customer feel seen, heard, and understood. Now, sometimes the content doesn't have the power to do all of that, right? But if the content makes your ideal customer feel seen and it leads to conversations, which I've also said a million times is where you need to be really focusing your business, in the conversations you have with your ideal customer, that's where they often feel heard and where they feel understood. And I'm telling you what, when you're having these conversations, I was just sharing this actually in my 3-5K sprint program. When you're having conversations like this, and when you are really, really talking to your customers, to your ideal customer, the fullness that your business will experience is unparalleled. And by that, I mean, when you are really connecting with your ideal customer, and when you are having conversations and you're able to really help them, I can't even tell you how amazing you will feel, how amazing they will feel, and how rich your business will become, not just in money, okay? But in genuine, like, you are making an impact and you are helping. I think we get so focused on reaching our sales goals and reaching our team goals and reaching all the things and getting all the trips and all the things that we forget that really the best way to grow your business is to genuinely serve and help. All those other things are amazing and they are incredible when you reach those goals. And there's nothing wrong with having those goals. The problem arises when we start focusing on how it's going to benefit us rather than how we can help our ideal customer. So you want to really create content that creates these conversations, that leads to the conversations so that they can feel seen, heard, and understood. Because let me tell you, when someone feels seen, heard, and understood, how good does it feel? It feels so good, right? So good. All right. Number three, you've got to offer solutions to the problems. So using the Pampered Chef example, let's say you've really nailed who your ideal customer is because you know what she's lying awake thinking about. You know what she thinks about in the middle of the night. You've figured this out. So you have created some content where she goes, oh my gosh, this is me. I feel like such a bad mom because my kids are picky eaters and it's so stressful to create meals, to make meals because no one ever likes them. And I find that really stressful. I don't enjoy that at the end of a busy day. The stress that comes from these family meals, right? So you can start this conversation with her. Girl, I feel you. I hear you. It used to be like that for me too, right? You're connecting with her. And these conversations could be happening in private messages, DMs, emails, maybe on the phone. I don't know. Not with me, they're not. But like this is where you connect with people privately, one-on-one. And as you talk and as you ask questions, and as you dig deeper, you can then offer solutions to the problems. I'm not saying you post some content and you end up having a conversation with someone, okay, from because you did a call to action, they commented, whatever, you started a conversation in your DMs. I'm not saying right away you're like, well, I have a solution to your problem. But you're genuinely asking questions, genuinely curious about them and their lives, and they're sharing this with you. Then what comes from those conversations? There's an opportunity for you to offer a solution. And sometimes that solution is going to be a product that you sell. Other times it might be a service that you offer. Other times it might be joining your Facebook group because you have a lot more tutorials in there on how to do certain things. How can you serve your ideal customer at an even deeper level? And those are the solutions that you're going to be offering. And oftentimes the solution might be your product. But other times, like I said, it's not going to be your product, but it's going to be an opportunity for you to nurture that relationship even more. Okay. The fourth step is to follow up. We do not follow up enough. I've seen it. I hear about it. I know follow up is not your favorite thing to do, but you've got to do it. And it's not hounding people to buy. It's not hounding people to host a party. It's genuinely following up to see if they have more questions. Or it's circling back to see if they wanted to get that color match. Or it's circling back to ask them if they had any questions about the freebie they downloaded. These are genuine questions. When we shift our focus to serving and making an impact and helping, I guarantee you the sales will come in. It's kind of crazy. It's like when you're not focused on yourself and you're focused on them, that's when your business will grow. Trust me on that. I've experienced that many times. The fifth step is to nurture the relationship, regardless of whether or not they buy from you. You've got to nurture because when you nurture, that's when you start taking that relationship to a deeper level. That gives you more opportunity to help them to feel seen, heard, and understood. I can't express to you enough how important this is. Now, you might be like, well, Rachel, none of this is like an actual strategy. That's where you're wrong. Maybe you're not thinking that. Maybe I just made that thought up. But this is an actual strategy, okay? Here is the key part of it. Are you ready? You've got to do this consistently. You can't just be like, well, I tried that. I tried that last week. It didn't work for me. No, this is something you're going to do every day. I'm a big believer in taking the weekends off. So I'm like 5 days a week. 5 days a week, you need to be doing something like this every single day where you are creating conversations, where you are bringing people in, where you are sharing content that resonates, where you are asking questions, just getting to know your ideal customer even better than you already do. It's the consistency piece That is what is going to take it to that next level. That's how you're going to get that $1,000 in profit a month. That's how you're going to take it up to 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, et cetera. Okay. This has to be part of your daily routine. Y'all, I hope this was helpful. I hope it was helpful. Okay. I get really passionate about this stuff, but because it's so impactful. And when you make an impact, that's when the magic happens. So if you're feeling discouraged in your business today, I just want to say, girl, chin up. Chin up, because you can do this. All it takes is connecting with the customers one-on-one. So today, what I want you to do is I just want you to make that commitment to yourself. And tell yourself, I am going to try and commit. I'm going to try and connect with at least one person in my audience today. How are you going to do that? And then do it. Friend, I love you. And I appreciate that you're here today with me. I am so excited to be back here next week with another episode of the Direct Sellers Podcast. Until then, my beautiful friend, take care and do the work. Bye-bye. That's it for this episode of the Direct Sellers Podcast, but our fun doesn't have to end now. You'll catch me hanging out over on Instagram between episodes, and I'd love for you to join me. So hop into my DMs. I promise you're not getting any hey girl messages, and I promise I'm not going to be asking you to weirdly buy anything. Send me the message podcast so I can send you my free 90-day action planner, because who doesn't love a good template?